Mama Hayes,
Hey.
you were right. I was very wrong. And the Hurricanes lose another game to Clemson, and the streak only seems to be getting longer. How close were you to getting the score right?
Painfully close. I had 14. I said 16. I meant 14 to 48, and we ended at 10 to 40.
That's pretty darn close. I think you're pretty much spot on with what was going to happen there. Where I will say I'm proud that I was right and I saw a glimpse of what could have been the whole game was us forcing turnovers in that third quarter and slowing their offense down for a little bit.
Yeah, you had that right. And I hope this doesn't dilute your optimism that you perfected optimism.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it means a lot. First reactions to it, I think them fighting in the third quarter was nice to see. I have no idea what they're going to do about the offense in the offseason. I don't know if Mario wants to keep Gattis and that staff or he's going to have major turnover. But changes need to be made because I think that's where my optimism is not great. But the development of the defense and continuing to force turnovers in what was probably them on the field for most of the first half was pretty exciting, or at least optimistic to see.
Yeah, I don't know. The defense just is not working the way it is. Just, did I say defense? I meant offense.
You're so confused right now between the offense and defense, the bad the offenses. When you're back to, I'd rather see the defense on the field than the offense.
I mean, I am shocked that we scored 10 points.
Well, it helps when you get the ball within 10 yards of the end zone. It was pretty much if the defensive lineman had realized the ball was out 5 seconds earlier, or a couple seconds earlier, would have scored a defensive touchdown. But yes, I was surprised as well. They stuck with Brown. A lot longer than they probably should have, and then Jake Garcia gets in and is all right, but he has no confidence. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback next year. I think that's obviously the biggest offseason question, and until that gets fixed, doesn't matter really what the staff is and what it looks like, because we've got three quarterbacks that look terrified to play football, or not terrified, but just not confident in this offense.
Not confident. Yeah.
Because we've seen Van Dyke be confident in this offense. Jake Garcia seems like a very confident fella.
He just throws interceptions.
That's very true, and that's going to hurt you.
Yep. Doesn't win games. Well, okay.
I thought an interesting stat was from Orlovsky, and Dan Orlovsky was calling the game. He said that, I believe it was him, or as the play-by-play guy said, that Miami has 17 takeaways. Plus, this was before the couple that they took away in the third quarter. Defense has 17 takeaways this season, but are still -4 in the turnover differential. That's really bad. There's obviously a big turnover problem. You know, we saw it again today where we get turnovers, we force turnovers, but we can't do anything with them on offense.
No, Kitchens run last week was like the standout.
That's about it. There wasn't much to stand out. The defensive line played well again, but you can only hold for so long, and they held for a little bit, but the offense couldn't do enough. It's just kind of on repeat. But optimism meter is definitely down compared to last week. I'm going to find some places to be optimistic about, but man, I really am optimistic and hopeful we win next week to get to a bowl game. If not, then I will be pretty low coming out of the end of this season.
I don't see any purpose to go to a bowl game with the offense as fractured as it is. I think it's a waste of time.
And
than you get some money out of it, that's it.
And that might be the case. You know, that's, we'll put a bookmark in this and come back to this subject on the podcast this week, because I would love to have that debate. I've been having that debate for about 3 weeks now.
Okay.
This drive home is pretty much Mama Hayes, exactly right. Chris Hayes, totally wrong.
Totally wrong. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you, buddy. As I'm looking at the TV, Ohio State is only 3 points ahead of Maryland, and there's 3 minutes and 11 seconds left.
And that's great that you're giving people an update when this game is probably going to be over by the time it's uploaded. So there you go. There's your look back at what's coming. When you hear this podcast, you'll know that the game, the result is, but you get to relive this moment.
But the point is that it wasn't an easy game for Ohio State, whether they win or lose.
Correct.
It wasn't a gimme.
Correct.
I'm so sorry. That has nothing to do with the University of Miami, except for the fact that we still hold a grudge against Ohio State in this house.
Yeah. There was no transition. There was just a, I'm going to say something about Ohio State. Well, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, listener, you already know if Ohio State won or lost. We don't yet because this is the past and you're in the future.
Okay.
All
there
right.
We go. So
down with the Bucks, and let's end it as we always do. Go Canes.
One more game.
We're not going to end this. What else would you like to say?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
Nothing. No, I'm done now.
All right, let's try this again. We're going to end this podcast. Go Canes.
Go Canes.